WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
In my last episode, we focused on the clear air mode of the WSR-88D, so that leaves us with, yep, you guessed it, precipitation mode. With precipitation, the radar does not need to be as sensitive as in clear air mode, since rain provides plenty of targets and return signals. But with precipitation, meteorologists want to see higher in the atmosphere when precipitation is occurring to analyze the vertical structure of storms. So when rain is present, the radar operates in precipitation mode. There are multiple precipitation mode VCPs that vary both the number of elevation slices and the length of time for scan completion. VCP 11 has 14 elevation slices and completes 16 rotations in 5 minutes, up to 19.5 degrees, by the way, to provide better sampling of the vertical structure of storms and to produce images at a quicker pace. This mode provides rapid updates as well as the ability to see high into the atmosphere. VCP 21, while it also tilts up to 19.5 degrees to see high into the atmosphere, operates at a slower rotation speed and eliminates some of the upper elevation tilts. In this mode, the radar takes 6 minutes to move through these 9 elevation tilts. This is primarily used for stratiform precipitation, where vertical features are not as important as during convective thunderstorm-type events. The two newest VCPs available to the NWS forecasters are VCP 12 and VCP 121. VCP 12 also has 14 elevation slices like VCP 11, but performs 17 360-degree scans in a very fast 4 minutes 6 seconds. Instead of 1 degree elevation tilt increments seen in all other VCPs, the elevation tilt increase in VCP 12 range from 0.4 degrees to 0.9 degrees up to 4 degrees. In other words, the radar beams overlap each other. This provides a denser vertical sampling at lower elevation angles, which means better vertical definition of storms, improved detection capability of radars impacted by terrain blockage, better rainfall and snowfall estimates. This results in more storms being identified, plus a quicker update cycle. VCP 121 addresses velocity aliasing, or the ability of the radar to determine wind velocity and problems caused by second trip echoes. With the same 9 elevation tilts as VCP 21, 121 completes 20 rotations in 5 minutes. The difference is the radar makes several elevation scans at the same elevation tilt, but at different PRFs, or pulse repetition frequencies. This gives the radar the ability to minimize range folding. The radar normally determines the range to an object based on the time it transmits a pulse until the time it receives a return signal. However, depending upon how fast the radar is transmitting pulses, the return signal may be associated with one of the previous pulses, known as second or third trip echoes. So, there you have it, a full rundown on one of the most valuable tools in our quest to reveal the secrets of the atmosphere. If you have a weather question, email it to question@weatherbrains.com.